Well, I'm finally making connections with the December Female Student Athlete of the Month for Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Program, Lily Athanas from Manchester Essex High School. Lily, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Oh, doing great now that we finally made contact here. And
yeah.
Congratulations on being named Moynihan Student Athlete. It's a program that's been going along for a long time. And it's they're very careful on whom they pick for the award, so congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Your career has been pretty amazing. Three-sport athlete. You guys are about to play a playoff game as we record this at Ipswich. So let's talk a little bit about your high school career. You've been playing the three sports. When did you start playing? Which sport did you start playing first?
Overall, I think I started playing basketball, but I've played all three sports for all 4 years in high school.
Okay. And captain on all three teams, which is pretty amazing, and we're going to post your accolades here on the site. What's been the most, the proudest achievement you've had, let's say, this year? And let's stick with sports for the moment, because this has been crazy, obviously, since last spring. And you've been able to get out there and play some sports. So what are you most proud of in terms of either a personal accomplishment or a team accomplishment?
I'm really proud of the way all my teams have done so far playing with COVID and with all the restrictions, because I feel like that's an accomplishment in itself. But my field hockey team won the Cape Ann League, or we came in first place in the Cape Ann League, which I'm really proud of. And I also personally got to sign my national letter of intent, which was a huge deal for me. I've been working hard for that, so that's definitely been a highlight.
Well, I do want to get to that. We might as well do it right now. Have you had a chance to visit? You're going to George Washington, correct?
Georgetown University.
Georgetown.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to visit, given all this craziness?
I have visited, not this year. I haven't been since COVID started, but I went earlier.
Okay, and what do you want to major in?
I'm planning on entering the School of Nursing and Health Studies with a major in human science.
Wonderful. Of all the courses you've taken so far, let's stick with senior year. What's been your favorite?
My favorite this year has been biology. I really love it. It's super interesting.
Okay, that's cool. All right, the whole idea of what you guys have been through, I'm a former teacher, and we as adults, it's heart-wrenching for us to see what you guys, especially juniors and seniors, have had to go through. But I'm thinking, Lily, that there has to be something positive that has come out of this in the last 9 or 10 months. And according to all your coaches here, you're a very positive person. Can you tell me maybe one or two things that, despite all the difficulties that you guys have, that are positive things that have come out of this, whether it's, I don't know, I wouldn't know, that's why I'm asking. What good has come out of all this?
Yeah, one really nice thing about it is that it has brought our teams really close together, just because those are the people you're seeing the most, more than your friends and your classmates, and that's like one time of day where you can really let go of all the things that are stressing you out, which has been more important right now with the weird school year. So I think this situation has brought us together, and we end up like enjoying the time we spend at practice even more than usual.
Of course, of course. Have you are you guys in school? Have you been in class at all?
We have the option to go 2 days a week. So I have been going 2 days a week, but lots of people are still at home.
How weird is that? Just tell me how weird that is.
Yeah, it's been a crazy adjustment.
I can only imagine. All right, let's get back to the sports now. You talked some field hockey, proud of that. Basketball, you guys are in the playoffs as we speak. And then you do have lacrosse coming up. Is that a go for the season?
So far, yes.
All right, that's excellent. You gotta get that in, certainly. And you'll be playing lacrosse down south there. In terms of teammates, are there one or two teammates that you have played with over a long period of time that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, so for lacrosse, our captains this year, along with me, are Gianna Hewitt, Gigi, and Dee Dee Rodier, and I've played with them for a few years now, and they're amazing teammates and leaders and such great lacrosse players.
Your schedule is pretty amazing. What is a typical day like for you? Because I'm thinking, first of all, you have to have incredible self-discipline, and secondly, you have to like what you're doing. So what's been a typical day like for you as a senior, even through COVID?
Yeah, so a few days a week I go to the gym, but when I'm in school, I go at 7:45 and I take my 5 classes for the day, and then basketball usually has later practices, so I go home, finish up my homework if I can, and then go to basketball usually at like 5 or sometime around there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then I come home and study before I go to bed.
Okay. Yeah, get your half an hour sleep at night. I get it. Coach Gorton mentions your sportsmanship awareness as well as your competitive. How do you balance that, Lily? Because when you're on the field to play sports, to be a captain as you are, to play 3 sports and to go down to play Division I, you're an incredibly competitive athlete on the one hand. On the other hand, you also display sportsmanship. And how do you balance that? Tell me what goes through your mind when you're playing a sport and you know, wanting to win, but also understanding that your opponent is a human being as well.
Yeah, of course. I think it's actually easier than lots of people think, because of course I want to win and I want my team to do well. And I think the balance is working really hard to make sure you're doing the right thing, like as well as you can, but also just having a mutual respect for the people you're playing against. Like, I know they just want to win too, and if everyone's doing their best, I have to respect everyone.
Do you ever say after a game, "Hey, nice play you made," or something like that to an opponent?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, you're a sports fan as well. That's pretty cool. I had a thought here I wanted to ask you about. In terms of playing sports, if you were to look back on your career, and somebody asked you, "Okay, Lily, you got to come up with one highlight in your 4 years at Manchester Essex." What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Yeah, definitely my sophomore year lacrosse season. My team made it to the state finals for Division II for the first time ever, and we won the North Division finals. That whole week of games and competition was like the best week of my life.
Fantastic. You know, as an all-around student, and it's great talking with you, especially the Moynihan student athletes are just so well-rounded and well-versed. You also have done community service, and is there something there that you've learned that stands out that you think you're going to take with you for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I think the main thing that sticks with me about doing community service is the feeling that you get from giving back to your community just sticks with you, and it makes you want to make things better for other people. I think it's just a good lesson to have learned. Community service helps with that.
And again, looking back on this year, I mean, how do you, you mentioned talking with your teammates and stuff, but how do you make up for the spaghetti dinners? You can't do those, can you?
I know, it's tough. We have done one over Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just keeping in touch, and we can meet, like, on the field and in the gym before games and stuff, which we try to do. That helps.
Okay. Now, the end is near, it looks like, with the vaccine coming down the road, and things look like they're going to be opening up for you, as we're all hoping that you can get back to a regular senior schedule, maybe late in spring, you know, keeping my fingers crossed. What's the plan now after high school? When do you go down to Georgetown?
I should go down at the end of August, and I'm super excited for that.
Okay. All right, between now and then, you guys, I'm trying to think here now, will you have regular AP exams?
We're not sure about the format right now, but I will be taking them. I'm not sure online or in school how that's going to work.
Okay, all right. Now, stress-wise, tell me a little bit how you're really feeling, because you've got the accomplishments. Do you have senioritis yet?
Not necessarily, just because I missed like so much of this year and last year that being in school just doesn't, it's not like a force.
Okay, I got it. Well, Lily, anything else you want to mention about being at Manchester Essex? I mean, I think one of the amazing accomplishments of all, you're being a 3-sport captain, and you know, it's tough to be captain in the first place. Just to get selected, you have to have special qualities. But all 3 sports, what's that mean to you?
I love being on a team, and like practice and games is what I look forward to every day. So it's just, it's been so much fun, and I'm so thankful to my amazing coaches and teachers for it.
Well, I know that they feel the same about you, and just outstanding. We're very proud of you. Hope that Moynihan Lumber can have their banquet, their luncheon in June, as they do, and we can meet all the student athletes. If not, going to be following your career. So you got to stay healthy, and congratulations on doing such great work, both academically and athletically, Lily. Because again, I know it takes great self-discipline, and you should feel very proud of your accomplishments.
Thank you so much.
All right. That is Lily Athanas, who is the December Student Athlete of the Month, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Program. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.